Are you terrified of death? Abraham is as dead as it gets. Guest: Hi, I've been working the principles for a few years and everything has gone famously well. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. The one tripping point I have that I can't seem to wrap my brain around, and some people seem to be very comfortable with it, is death. I am terrified of death and the notion of death. Abraham: Well, describe it. What is it? Guest: It's the loss of consciousness. It's Abraham: No, it is not. It is the coming into full consciousness. No wonder you fear it. You do not understand what it is. It is not losing focus. It is regaining enormous focus. It is reemerging into the fuller, broader, brighter, surer, happier you. Guest: How do you get a personal knowing about it? Abraham: Die. Or ask someone who is dead. We're dead. And we are bright, brilliant, tapped into infinite intelligence, joyous, rewarded, creative, and we are as dead as it gets. Guest: So it's just taken your word for it? There's no way to move up the vibrational scale? Abraham: Die, and then you will know. You should hear the raucous laughter that happens, especially when several people die at once. Usually what they say is, boy, did I have it wrong. Usually what they say is, all that worry for nothing. All of that pinching myself off from the joy of life while I worried about a death that doesn't exist. When you release your focus from this body, you leave behind all doubt and fear. Talk about a quantum leap. Talk about moving from wherever you are all the way into pure positive energy. Talk about leaving the resistance behind and gaining the clarity that comes when you do that. What a whoosh that is. And for those like Esther, and many of you who are coming every day to move yourself deliberately up the emotional guidance scale, your death experience will feel just like the next logical step. Esther, who has had the advantage, and others of you too, of allowing this source energy to flow through her for so many hours, for so many days, for so many years, is acclimated to that vibration. So her death experience will feel just like the next logical step. She's not going to feel the enormous relief that someone might who has been vibrating consistently in fear, despair, or even in frustration, you see. But it does not matter where you've been on the emotional guidance scale. When you withdraw focus, you reemerge into that energy that is really you. There will not be a moment's loss of awareness of who you are. You do not become a part of a nebulous mist. You do not lose your sense of identity. You do not wonder where you are. You do not feel suffocated for lack of oxygen. You do not miss your body. Instead, you feel all that you have ever been. You have access to go anywhere you want to go. You can participate in your funeral if you want to. You can reactivate the vibration of your beingness. In other words, you could, from your non-physical perspective, you call it dead. We like to call it croaking to be disrespectful since there is no such thing as death. You could reactivate the vibration that was you and feel as if you were still in your physical body. But you know what? Nobody wants to do that because the broader perspective is so intoxicating. And then you acclimate and you remember who you are and you make your acquaintances with those whom you have been wondering about as you reemerge into that broader and broader perspective. And one thing that does happen that makes you feel a little insecure from your physical format is that large parts of your human personality are negatively oriented, and those will be left behind. So you only take the very best of you with you, but you do not miss the other part. Often, after a discussion like this, we have to remind you that you wanted very much to be in these bodies. In other words, do not go jumping off buildings. We know that you're going to have that wonderful experience when you reemerge into the non-physical, but that gate swings both ways. We want you to move up the emotional guidance scale so that you have all of that infused in you here and now, you see. That is what you're here to do. You are here to live here and now. You're not here trying to climb the rungs of the ladder or get marks on the chart or to achieve some sort of understanding or perfection so that you can go back and claim a job well done. You are on the leading edge of thought. You are source energy out here on the leading edge. And everything that you do and everything that you experience is contributing to the expansion of not just the time-space reality, but all that is. This is powerful, this leading edge place. So we do not want you to necessarily jump into death, but we want you to no longer fear it. And we have never known anyone who could really live their physical life until they leave behind their fear of death. And we think you pretty much just did that. Practice it. Guest: Okay, thank you.